Bonds 2015, the European capital of culture.
We are at the Cafe Europa for the kickoff for the VIA Festival, which is going to be taking place over the next 10 days or so, all part of Mons 2015. Okay, you're Martin Hontzik. Hontzik, and yeah. You're Austrian?
I'm Austrian, yes.
And you are part of the Ars Electronica?
I'm the festival director of the Ars Electronica, which is a cultural institution based in Linz in Austria, and is working since the late 70s in the field of technology, art, and society.
And so what's the connection with Ars Electronica and this Cafe Europa?
There is a current connection at our festival taking place in September, from the 3rd to the 7th of September. We will have also a Cafe Europe having in Linz, and we will make program for Mons here, and Mons will make program for Linz. So the topics we are going to work out there are social innovation. So the question of how the digital revolution, how the so-called item digital to. Digital. I talked so much already. Sorry, but you will cut it anyway. Yeah. So the thing is that we have three topics. Uh-huh. So what can new technology, do good for social innovation? It's a very critical point of view on the one side, but we show the potential, like Beehive as a project, and then there is a topic where it's about rapid prototyping. And also from the citizens' view, it's not from the industry's view, because it's clear there what they are doing here, that they are afraid of that, but how can we empower the citizen with those technologies, and how can the citizen very easily get approach, and the idea of the deeper sense to make it for a useful tool for the individual all their life, so to say.
So what exactly is this Beehive project?
The Beehive project is a very democratic bottom-up new interpretation of how archiving and history can be written. It is always a matter of fact that so we raise the question about who is writing history. Who tells the next generation, who is responsible for that, telling the next generation that this is relevant and this is not relevant. This is a natural process on the one side, but it is also a big, big problem. I mean, just now, we are facing the time where the last victims of the German Nazis, the last Jews surviving the KZs, they die now. Mm-hmm. And we know this, that suddenly people appear and say, hey, this never ever happened. So, in front of that, there is a big sensibility from our side and also from the media, from the commercial media, because the commercial media kind of took over writing history. It's not the politics anymore. Mm-hmm. And the interpretation of media is getting in a total wrong direction, because media has in its origin sense nothing to do actually with a big TV program or whatever.
Well, also their needs are not
has nothing to do with us people and nothing to do with history. It's just their economical year plan or the competition they are inside, and they give a shh, so to say, on everything else. This thing empowers everybody having those revolvers, so mm-hmm. to say, mm-hmm. in our pocket.
You mean the smartphones?
Yes, so to say. Not so to say, the smartphones for sure. But I really call them kind of weapons, because it's about giving the people a voice back and giving them a critical approach of what they can do with the media. Because, in the generations between parents and kids, this is the first thing what they give it, so to say, to the three-year-old kids already, mm-hmm. without having any idea what it takes and what it makes. And the consequences are then very, very, very soon already a very negative one. So in that sense that the parents tend to lose contact with the kids, and then they think they are just looking into those gadgets and they are not living their life any longer. Without being aware of that, behind those gadgets, in smart use, you can be connected with the whole world. And many of the kids are already connected in that. In the good and the positive way, for sure.
And some of the bad and the negative way.
Yes, but also this is the same thing. We were discussing this before. Mm-hmm. For sure, somebody can be so, how should I say, I mean, so stupid and filming somebody kicking in front of a tube.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For sure this can happen. But this is not, I mean, if this should give us reason to discuss this situation, because it is not the guiltiness of the technology.
Mm-hmm.
It is the awareness. It is about, it is so that we, that all the generations have to grow up and have to get an idea what this is good for and how they can use it. And so it's not just the gaming thing. We empower the citizens themselves.
So this beehive is people using their smartphones or other such technologies to record history as it's happening, is kind of what you're saying.
Right.
So it's kind of a sort of version of Wikipedia, but not information.
Yeah, you could compare it with that. Yeah, it's a bit faster. So I mean, it is more natural in the sense. I mean, even though it's super artificial, but it's more natural in the sense people are using tools every day.
But so how is this? Okay, so this is a beehive. This is a bottoms up thing. People are what is the structure of this beehive? How did this information get pulled together, and where is it pulled together?
So here in Mons, a beehive is a tool, an experimental tool that we developed. It's almost an open source thing because we are looking for guys having an idea of how they use it. Mons here, as an event taking place for a year, I mean, with hundreds of single events, is the ideal test ground for a thing like that. Because before you know about the programs and about the topics, and if you don't want to just have a funny application for a year, and if you want to have a sustainable information that you can evaluate for that topic or for the other topic, you have to think of archiving it, so indexed. You have to think of an index system. So together with the people of Mons, we were developing based on the topics and on the circumstances here: unemployment rate, migration rate, so many, I mean, the origin problems of Europe, so to say, let's say also chances, not only problems. Based on that, we developed a plan, that an index system that is behind, so that at the end of the year you're getting a profile of the activities taking place here from the perspective of the visitors on the one side, and on the other side, because of those different ways of how you can combine and look for things, it is a big network of information, and you can really work out serious information.
So these visitors are going to use their smartphones, they're going to be in malls during the year,
yes,
when the events are going on, they're going to be shooting the events, they're going to be shooting whatever they come across.
Yeah.
Now, is it going to end up on that wall over there? We have a wall here of
Yeah, the
of
wall
videos.
Here, the wall here is just a hardware piece for that room, to make that room more attractive, so to say. I mean, the wall is—it's just a media surface.
But that information can be on that wall.
It's on that wall, but it's much more on the website.
Yeah,
it's on the website for everybody.
But we're seeing this is an,
it's more.
It's a little window on the website.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And then you have different categories, so that when all this information is coming in, it gets categorized.
Right. So at the end of the year, you don't end up with big data and the big question marks about it. Uh-huh. It is already sorted from the very first moment. So that has that homeopathic idea, but the very fundamental, that at the end of the day, you can work with the information. And on the other side, it is also a very strong tool for education. Imagine just, I mean, it's spring now. Everything is growing now. And if you look at the ground schools, I mean, remember that. Walking out and the teacher telling you this is this animal, this is this flower.
Mm-hmm.
And how education and learning is working.
And you can hear the full feature by visiting the Listen Again page on radiox.eu.
This is Radio X.